You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
We'll continue to ask you if you're still sad, Saints fans. I don't know. Are we underselling Latavius Murray a bit? 6'3", he's had like a fumble the last three seasons. I'm just saying, like, I wonder what happens if, like, I don't know, first carry against the Falcons. There he is, him and Deion Jones over the middle. Blah! Just runs him over. Marku? No, I'm kidding. Look, we'll talk a little bit more in depth with Josh Kassenstein here in about 30 seconds after we officially welcome you to hour three of the middle part of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
There he is, Sean Chien, the Digital Underground, head coach Sean of the Payton and the Camel. Jordy intern, his name is...
Caleb
the Camel.
Starred in Transformers.
Yes, he's popular. He's been in a lot of different things, the Camel. The Camel has a SAG card. He's big time. There's more money in
he's
your
cooler
name.
Than us.
Yeah, absolutely. Words of wisdom from Mr. Shock G.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
The West Bank Hoodat, using a GIF of what looks like a Madden Aaron Rodgers. And the GIF says, Aaron says, relax, because you're still a little nervous. All the teams making, as you call them, championship moves, and you're waiting for the Saints to do so.
Why should I be relaxed when Aaron Rodgers is coming back this season?
Anthony, here we go. Anthony at GCAT_17. Don't fret. Free agency hasn't opened yet. They're still using words like Ingram intends to sign. Don't give up hope. Anthony, Mark Ingram's a Raven. Latavius Murray's a Saint. I don't know how else to tell you this. Josh Kassenstein of the TimespeakingEnola.com joins us to talk about free agency and your New Orleans Saints. Josh, how are you this afternoon, man?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Busy morning, no doubt. And look, let's just get right to it. What are you getting back from readers and listeners as well, man, and Saints fans about Mark Ingram's situation? I guess it's a big name, so maybe it's sort of like that. But I don't think the Saints are not a playoff team now because Mark Ingram's not coming back.
No, absolutely. I don't know that losing Mark Ingram is going to hurt them that much. I mean, obviously, you look back at last season. And they went 3-1 to begin the year, while he was suspended, and the one loss to the Bucs was certainly more the fault of the defense than the offense. And I think, you know, we've seen through the years in the Sean Payton and Drew Brees era that, you know, they can plug in just about any, you know, offensive weapons and still move the ball, pretty effectively. But I do think, you know, a lot of people are justifiably upset. I mean, Mark Ingram has been here for 8 years. You know, which is longer than any other first-round pick of the Sean Payton era. And I think that, you know, he's a guy who is really in his prime. I mean, you know, he started his career, you know, dealt with some injuries and wasn't quite as effective. But over the last 3 years, he's been one of the best running backs in the NFL. And I think, you know, if he had a bigger workload, I think, you know, he'd probably be a bit more revered than he is. But, you know, I think, you know, fans are justifiably upset just because, you know, we're always going to wonder, you know, how long, you know, this Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram thing, you know, could have worked. And, you know, just because it was so great the last 2 years, and now it seems like, you know, people are getting robbed of seeing that, you know, at least for the next 2 years.
And I guess that's the concern. Obviously, Josh, the off the field or in the locker room thing that we all see, right? I mean, the big brother effect that Mark Ingram sort of had with Alvin Kamara, to me, almost a 180. From the temper tantrums that he had a couple of seasons before that when he wasn't feeling got the ball enough and all that, and instead he embraced Alvin Kamara, and they really grew together, I thought, really worked well with one another. And then you listen to this morning's conference calls with some of the special teams guys that are in there. And again, special teams, Craig Robinson said, and Chris Banjo, maybe you don't pay attention to it, but you hear them talk about the culture. The thing is this, you do have a handful, if not a half dozen or more, of leading type players or leadership quality type players and a close team. So I think fans remember what happened when Roman Harper and Malcolm Jenkins left and that leadership void took place, but I don't think that's going to happen here.
No, I agree. I mean, back in 2014, you know, obviously losing that many leaders is extremely detrimental to the team and to the locker room. I do think, you know, they're going to miss Mark Ingram a lot in that locker room. I mean, he was such a unique guy who, like, brought this, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just this, like, jovial but, you know, mixed with competitiveness that a lot of guys fed off of. But, I mean, if you're only losing one of those guys, I mean, I do think the Saints have enough other leaders in there, and I would include, you know, Craig Robertson and Chris Banjo, two special teams guys that they re-signed this week, you know, among that group. I mean, obviously on offense, you know, you have Drew Brees, Teron Armstead, Max Unger. I think, you know, they'll have plenty of leadership, but, you know, I am curious to see just, you know, how they overcome losing, you know, such a unique guy like Ingram. But everything I've heard about Latavius Murray, you know, indicates that he's a good locker room guy and capable of, you know, being a leader. But certainly it just won't be quite the same without Mark there.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, it's 8 years worth of investing in some of these younger players just knowing nothing but him being in the locker when you get in there and look at it. Do you think at the end of the day it really was, as a lot of Saints fans are kind of texting and tweeting right now, a difference of $500,000, a difference of, you know, 1.5 over the couple of years of the contract, or 2.5 guaranteed mil, you know, the Ravens maybe 7.2 and the Saints 5 by various reports. I mean, you think it was that? Do you think it was the initial conversation before the Saints pulled that trigger?
Well, if it was that, I don't know why people are so confused. That's a lot of money. I mean, what? So let's just say, based on what's been reported, if Latavius Murray is getting $3.6 million per year and Ingram's getting $5 million per year, I mean, that's an extra, you know, $3.5 million over 3 years. I mean, that's a lot of money. And even if it's, you know, just $1 million more guaranteed, $1 million is a lot of money. But certainly I think that, you know, the Saints, based on what I've heard, is the Saints, you know, had a price that they didn't want to go above, mm-hmm. and Ingram's representation thought that they could get more, so they went out and they got more. I'm sure, you know, if, you know, I'm sure it would be a little bit easier pill to swallow if the gap had been, you know, bigger than what it is. But, you know, I think it'll be a lot easier to evaluate, you know, what the issue was when we see the guaranteed money, because that's really the most important thing. I mean, if Mark Ingram's deal is, you know, $10 million guaranteed compared to Murray's, you know, being $7 million guaranteed, I mean, that, like I said, that's a fair amount of money. And really, I don't think Ingram, you know, should catch any heat at all for this. I mean, you know, this is his last chance really to get a big, you know, long-term deal, because he's 29, and by the time he's done with this three-year deal, I mean, he'll be, you know, in his early 30s, and that's a time where very few running backs ever have gotten significant contracts. Right. So, you know, I think that, you know, really the big problem here is that all of the Saints' cap issues from, you know, the past handful of years finally came back to bite them and really prevented them from making an offer, you know, that would have helped them stay.
Yeah, like Josh, like I've been saying, Josh Kazetstein on the TimeSpeakUnola.com, at Jay Kazetstein's the way to follow on Twitter. Look, it's a deal that makes sense for both sides. I understand it completely and fully on both sides. You got to do what you got to do is the way I look at it from that perspective. The other move that I want to talk to you a little bit about is one that maybe, perhaps in the future, could be when we look back and go, man, was that under-talked about or overlooked? Obviously, when you have Beckham to the Browns, you have Flowers with the big deal, Brown going, Bell, I get it. How big is Teddy Bridgewater deciding to stay with the Saints? We don't know parameters just yet in terms of years and money, but if he does wind up being the quarterback that snaps the ball post-Drew Brees, in this day and age in the NFL, as you know, you don't have a quarterback, you're done, Josh. And if he turns out to be the guy for basically a young playoff-ready caliber roster, that's a big move, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we saw, you know, last year the Saints traded a third-round pick to get Teddy just because they thought that they were a Super Bowl-caliber team, and if something were to happen to Drew Brees, they wanted an experienced backup around. So, I mean, it was a hefty investment to send a third-round pick to the Jets, but now, you know, that investment looks a little bit better because the year with Bridgewater – in New Orleans certainly played a role, I'm sure, in his desire to come back to New Orleans. I'm sure it also, you know, helped the Saints that, you know, other teams made moves to find a starting quarterback, and that really left Bridgewater without much of a market. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious to see the deal, if it's 1 year, if it's multiple years, because, you know, right now nobody knows publicly, you know, how long Drew Brees is going to play. But certainly I think the Saints would feel a lot more confident in their future if, you know, they had Teddy Bridgewater either as a bridge quarterback, you know, to when they eventually draft one, or as someone who can fill in on a really talented team with a lot of young players, you know, who could, you know, depending on how they alter the scheme, you know, really, you know, continue to help them win games.
And Josh, he's 26 now. He'll turn 27 during the season. It's crazy when you look at it and you think of where Drew is. He's got 10 more years easy of playing if you compare him to what the quarterbacks are doing right now.
Yeah, yeah. And that's I was shocked by that last year when I realized how young he was. And, you know, he could certainly, if he is, you know, let's just say that, you know, he right now is as good as he was when he was starting for the Vikings. You give him another year to learn, you know, behind Drew Brees. In theory, that should help him. And, I mean, he certainly looked healthy in the game that he started in Week 17. He was dealt a bad hand. I mean, he's playing with a backup offensive lineman and, for the most part, you know, backup, you know, other players. And you know, there wasn't a lot of energy from the team in that game. But I definitely think that, you know, Teddy Bridgewater has a fairly high ceiling, you know, at least relative to the other guys that are getting paid, you know, a ridiculous. Like, I mean, a Case Keenum. I would personally rather have Teddy Bridgewater as my quarterback than Case Keenum. Now, obviously, that's a risky endeavor because we haven't seen him play really in 3 years. But I just think that, you know, he had, you know, came into the NFL as a really high pedigree guy. And I think that, you know, based on all of the intangible qualities, he's someone that everyone loves. And if he can just, you know, show that he's healthy and show that he's, you know, as good or better than previously, then I think the Saints are in a really good spot with him.
All right, what would be your advice? Two final questions for you, Josh, to join our intern over here. He's a little nervous. He's, you know, he's seeing the Lions spend a lot of money, the 49ers making moves, Eagles retooling. Just, you know, everybody in the NFC is getting better per him, the Packers. How do we calm him down? Because he thinks the Saints are just not making championship moves, 48 hours in.
You don't win a championship in March, and I know that sounds like a cliche, but I saw a chart this morning that showed, you know, the teams, you know, that spend the most money in free agency, and typically it's teams like the Jaguars, Jets, and Giants, and let's just see how those teams, you know, have been the last few years. I mean, obviously the Jaguars had one really good year, but I think that spending money in free agency is in no way a barometer for success. Most of the smart teams, like the Patriots, the Packers, the Ravens, they really don't spend much money at all. They just re-sign their own guys. Every once in a while, you'll see them, you know, reach out for a big contract. And obviously, the Ravens did that this year with Earl Thomas. But for the most part, they sit back and collect compensatory picks. The Saints obviously aren't doing that because they're not going to be losing that much, you know, value in terms of free agency. But I just think that, you know, the Saints already have a really good roster. They were really one play away from making it to the Super Bowl last year. And there are some guys on the team right now that if they improve, then the team could improve regardless of who else they add. So I think, you know, this is a smart approach. You know, if they spend now, then this Drew Brees contract is just going to continue to, you know, hinder their ability to add free agents in the future. So I think, you know, taking a cautious approach is really the best thing to do.
Jordan?
No, I do agree. Take a cautious approach. This is what many of our guests that we've had on in the past couple days have said.
That's right. You notice I'm asking everyone we have on because I know you're a little nervous. You're a little nervous. Josh, final question for you. Look, today, really, you still got a lot of free agency here, plus, you know, whatever picks they got in the draft to do it. D-tackle, man, is the one that's just like a neon sign, man. It's just flashing to me. That desperately, I think, needs attention. Do you think they address that in free agency?
I think they'll address it at some level, but I think it's really hard for them to convince, like, a top-tier defensive tackle to come here because you're really telling him that, you know, you need him for those first few games while Sheldon Rankins is working his way back and while David Onyemata is potentially, you know, suspended. But ultimately, I mean, that's not really a desirable situation for a guy to go out you know, be a starter for a full season. Because once Rankins and Onyemata are back, I imagine they're going to slide right back into, you know, the top of the rotation. So I think they'll add somebody. I mean, they might have to, you know, re-sign Tyler Davidson and then add someone else just because of the issues that they have there. But I'm sure they're going to address it. I just don't know if it's going to be, you know, a big name that people are hoping for.
There it is. Josh, appreciate the time, man, on such short notice coming on the show today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Josh Kassetstein at J. Kassetstein. It's a way to follow him over on Twitter, TuskBeakUnanola.com. Am I helping at all the last 2 days? Well, today is day three.
The thing that's got me worried is what you said in between breaks the other day.
What's that?
And you said it was basically over for the Saints.
It's over. See, if you just go with that. Look, it's the Graffanini approach to life. That's how I approach it. If you think it's over.
But you're putting that in
my
mind.
When they win, you're happy. See what I'm saying? You just you go into, like, being a Cub fan. This is how it's like being a Cub fan. Where are we? March 13th?
No, Cubs are already.
We're done.
No, the Cubs are already out of
it. Exactly. See? We're done. So what happens on April 4th or 5th when the season starts? And we win. The home opener.
But you're not going to.
But what if they do? All of a sudden, bring on October.
Now Todd's team's going to win.
See? Well, but that's what I'm getting. If you go into it, don't ask him about the Dodgers right now. It's over. He's trying to tell me he's not going to watch a game this season. Because they've been to the World Series in back-to-back years and lost. He's like, why bother? To only get your heart broken again. So I'm just saying, you might want to take, it's a approach. It's not the approach. Maybe you go full graph. You know what?
It's so. Well, that's what I've been doing.
But last place in the NFC South. So then when they don't finish in the NFC South in the cellar, then you can be happy. That's how it works. Should try it.
I've tried it multiple times before, believe me.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for 2 big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for confidential support.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA, GCAT underscore 17. Oh, no. J-Foul on Twitter. J Jordan, here's a GIF for you. Let's see how third place in the NFC South tastes. And it's a sinking ship. Come on.
It's over.
It's not over. It's Mark Ingram. It's the same guy for six of his eight seasons. Everyone wanted him out.
Third place.
Now all of a
maybe
sudden,
fourth.
He's the reason the Saints won't make the postseason next year. How did that happen? Listen to Joey. Joey's just...
I wasn't upset with the Mark Ingram.
A Cleveland Brown fan is happier than you. Think about that right now. And how ridiculous you'd
be. I'd be pretty damn happy too if I just...
They haven't done anything. I saw somebody tweet this at him, a player. ADS, ain't done bleep. It's great you got all that talent. Now you got to produce. Now you have expectations.
Nah, why,
ain't
why even,
done bleep.
Why should we
the
play the season?
Done? Won division titles, won playoff games, got to the NFC Championship game. You're worried. Meanwhile, Joey, Browns fan, let's go. Aaron Goldhammer's coming up at the bottom of the hour. He can't control himself.
They have nothing to lose. That's
nothing,
why.
There it is. Nothing to lose.
To get Red Panda in one of their arenas is probably a big accomplishment. You know Red Panda.
I know who Red Panda is. She tosses the bowls on a unicycle on her head.
They probably celebrate when she comes to town.
Stop it. Why are you panicking? This is a team that was in the NFC Championship game.
And now back to New Orleans.
Oh, no. We suck again.
Exactly. So you lost Mark Ingram. Do I need to go over the stats again? I'm not saying he's Latavius Murray or Latavius Murray's Mark Ingram. Last year, Ingram, 138 carries, 645 yards, 6 TDs. Murray, 140 carries, 578 yards, 6 TDs. Ingram, 4.7 yards a carry. Murray, 4.1.
Sounds
in
like
eight seasons, Ingram, 106 games played. Murray, five seasons, 77 games played. So a few less wear and tear. Exactly. 1,321 attempts for Ingram, 6,007 yards. He had 2,000-yard seasons, Mark Ingram. Latavius Murray in 5 years, 899 attempts, 3,698 yards for the Raiders and Vikings. Two completely different offenses, by the way. 34 TDs for him. Ingram had 50. Receiving, Ingram, 228 attempts, 1,598 yards, 5 touchdowns. Murray, 161 attempts, 883 yards, 0 touchdowns. The average, though, per catch, Mark Ingram, 7.0. Murray, 6.9.
Uh-oh, that's a lot.
Means a lie. That's what the numbers
say. No, I said that's a lot.
It's darn near the same. Oh, by the way, he's 6'3".
It sounds better than me, then.
He's 6'3".
I don't know about that one, Chief.
What do you mean you don't know? What do you think? They're fudging his height? What essentially you think Mark Ingram's... I'm asking you. What is Mark Ingram's role in this offense?
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical
Here
proportion.
Well, what it's do you over. Mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness. Exactly. Earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Falcons are better, right? Panthers are better, right? Yuccaneers. Who's their running back, by the way? Yeah, they don't have one yet.
But they will.
Oh, that's right, but they will.
But they will.
I'm asking you to 800-998-1003. We got 5 minutes before Aaron Goldhammer. Give me 10-second calls here. What is Mark Ingram's role in this offense? On the field, what's his role?
Okay, on the field, Alvin Kamara's hype man.
Alvin Kamara's hype man.
Yeah. Look at the detail.
Stop it.
He was on the
field. What's his role?
He was on the field when he
did
that.
What's his role?
To run the ball.
You can't. Okay. When do you go? I want 22 in right now. Give me an example. When? Come on, you can think better than this. Come on. You know the answer. It's not a trick question. When do you normally want him to go? Goal line, short yardage, right? Right?
Correct.
Bowling ball type things? Okay. Can Murray not do that? He's 6'3".
I'm 6'3".
You're not Latavius Murray. I'm just saying, could he not do that? Now, Mark Ingram got better. Finally, he did. But he got better running the screen. Running the screen. Okay, you can make the case and argument. The team will miss his screen running ability. Gotcha. Who would you rather run the screen, Alvin Kamara or Mark Ingram?
Kamara.
Okay. Josh, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. What you got?
Thanks for taking my call, fellas. I have a question for the intern. How many Pro Bowl linemen did Latavius Murray have in his career? I have a question for that one.
Mm-hmm.
He put up the same amount of stats. I understand this is your shtick today about being all upset, but if you jumped off the bandwagon this fast for the Saints, does that mean you're an LSU fan? Because they've been losing for a long time. And I just need to know, why do you need to spend money? We have the best roster in the NFL. You know, when you have a souped-up Porsche, you don't need to go and add a spoiler to it. You know what I mean? So, thank you, fellas.
I do believe Josh just might have dropped it on you. Yeah, that same O-line is pretty good.
Hey, to his point, if you can make that Porsche better.
Hear me out. Let's just imagine, okay, for you know what, in giggles, for bleeps and giggles. Let's say somebody steps up as a second or third receiver for this team, right? Let's just imagine that happens. Let's say they find a tight end that can actually pass catch and actually help that area out of the field, right? You know, the middle part of the field, you got to concentrate on 13, 41's back there. Or regardless, we got movement and motion. Same O-line, when healthy, was dropping 40 on people. Y'all talking about this before Teron Armstead went WWE on a bangle and hurt his shoulder. I mean, remember, or his back. Like, we were demolishing people before the line got banged up. Ramchek got banged up. When they're not banged up, they're pretty good.
We didn't demolish the Cleveland Browns. But
pretty good, though, right?
We lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I know they did. And then
we almost lost
to the Ravens. How many games did they win in a row after that?
I believe 9.
Oh, okay. So, let's just say you have that offense with Sean Payton's, you know, offensive, you know, genius. You think Latavius Murray can at least give you the 27 to 30 to occasionally a 40-yard game that, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Mark Ingram gave you. The three games he faced the New Orleans Saints. Last year, 13 carries, 56 yards, a touchdown. Is that not Ingram numbers?
Well, I mean, whenever...
That's Latavius Murray, by the way, against the Saints last year. That's on the ground. He caught 5 balls for 39 yards. Did I just not describe to you basically a Mark Ingram game? In the playoff game, you know, the miracle. 19 carries, 50 yards, a touchdown. Caught 2 passes for 17 yards. Now, the season opener, he was 2 for 6, but they had Dalvin Cook, and he was the featured guy there. He went over 100 yards and kept feeding him. But essentially what I'm getting at is, that's Mark Ingram. That's what you want for Mark Ingram, isn't it? I mean, we can go through every game if you'd like later. I can go through the games. I mean, for the most part, that's a snapshot of Mark Ingram.
Identical.
Those were hand-picked games.
Oh, is that what I did?
That's what you did.
I hand-picked them.
Yeah.
Trying to fill my 100%, narrative?
100%. Absolutely.
Okay. You know what? Tomorrow we'll do that.
I wish I had some time to look up some stats.
It took like 30 seconds on Google. I didn't hand pick it. I just went to the Saints-Vikings game. Because my point is this. They've played the Vikings a handful of times here. Very recently, Sean Payton probably has a pretty good idea. First-handed, like he's standing on the sideline. You know that's where he stands, right, Jordan? Like on the sideline with the headset. Like,
oh, he does?
Yes, he's watching Latavius Murray against his defense.
Didn't know.
I'm just wondering if Dennis Allen goes, man, that guy's not bad. Again, if you trust the same individual and his tenure as Saints head coach to make the right decisions. Why this doubt now all of a sudden that he's making the wrong call?
I don't doubt us. I'm just seeing what other teams are doing. I'm not afraid of what we're doing.
Speaking of other teams, Aaron Goldhammer. Hopefully he's not drunk on champagne. Popping corks here, popping corks there. Look, honestly, it's a huge move. Let's talk to Aaron Goldhammer, ESPN Cleveland, about Odell Beckham Jr. joining Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, Baker Mayfield, the Browns attack on offense. It's coming this season to the NFL. We'll chat with him up in Cleveland next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking. Served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona inviting you to join me weekdays for After Further Review. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Saints, Tigers, Pelicans, weekdays from 3 until 6 on ESPN New Orleans.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
What did you do?
What did I do?
Hmm?
I did nothing. I try to be a loyal intern.
Loyal intern.
Get my guests done.
Aaron Goldhammer. Joey, you called him and he said he had something to do. What'd you do?
An emergency arose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, look, we're Cleveland fans.
You don't know how to handle it.
We don't know how to handle
it. You don't know how to handle it.
He liked to push you to 24 hours so he can come up with an answer.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to handle this. I understand it. No, he's going to come on tomorrow. He apologizes. Yeah. Something came up.
Yeah, something came
up. And I get it.
Always
get
blaming
it.
Stuff on me. Putting words in my mouth.
He did say Jordan broke into his car, but that's another story
again,
for another day.
Again, it wouldn't surprise me.
Here we go again.
Yep.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know what? Where's my keys?
I wonder what people really think about me.
Spreading
false narratives.
False narratives that come out of your mouth. This was Aaron Goldhammer at ESPN after the signing there yesterday.
We've been waiting here for so long, not just for a franchise quarterback, but for a guy who at any given moment could take the ball and go to the end zone with it, and for a sign that the Browns are really ready to go for it and be a contender and win. And I feel like on a 1 to 10 scale, the excitement from Browns fans is at an 11. They have reportedly sold out of season tickets. People are itching to buy their Odell Beckham jerseys. And I just think it's one of the biggest nights that I can remember in over a decade in Cleveland sports.
By the way, Johnny chiming in, and he wants to know if my intern Skip Bayless' son. Wow.
I don't know if I'd be sitting next to Gus if I was Skip Bayless' son.
Eh, well, I mean, yeah, I'll pay you the same. Free. All right. You know, here's what it is. By the way, don't I have to, like, at some point, like, write how well you've done or something, like, to give you credit for school? As an intern, don't I have to, like, at least say, yeah, you work here, what do you do?
Wait, that actually...
What have you done? No, how does it go?
That has to happen?
Excuse me.
I never knew that.
That's part of the investigation going on right now with the colleges paying for interns.
I was
going
to say the fact that Jordan doesn't know that. When I graduated, I had to present to my, from Channel 26,
Thanks for letting me know that. Well, I am an intern, so I mean, it is part of my internship.
Would have been a May surprise come graduation, right?
I think I can get credit hours for doing this, so.
Yes, that's my point. You can get credit hours. How much longer you got, by the way?
It's 2 years. 2 long years.
So young. Why are you complaining?
Because.
All you had to do was go to school today. That's it. You know how easy that is?
I had to go to school for 50 minutes.
You had one class for 50 minutes?
Yeah.
That was
the drive is more of a was more of a strain on me than anything.
150-minute class.
150-minute
class. That weighs on your soul. That's it, huh?
Yes. I mean, the drive's 35 to 40 minutes.
I tell you what, it's a good thing you're not having to, you know, be Sean Payton or Mickey Loomis.
But
I wish I was in your shoes. I mean, having a kid would be a lot easier.
Oh, a lot easier.
We do have a quote from Cleveland about all these signings.
Okay.
I think it's a sign from God. But don't quote me on that.
Okay.
I'm really hurt by that whole Skip Bayless' son statement.
It's not me. Johnny said that.
T-Skip.
I didn't call you Skip Bayless' son.
That's like the worst.
Johnny called you Skip Bayless' son.
One of the worst things you could say to somebody.
How about Screaming Jordan?
At GCAT_17, Saints Garcia at Big Saints. I like that handle, by the way. For the intern, look at the Pats. As in the Patriots. Do you understand what he means by that?
Yes, the Patriots.
Well, you're Skip Bayless' son. I mean, they are pretty successful with little to no big names. Also, when Apple came, we thought he sucked. Turned out to be pretty decent.
I didn't think Apple.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
You called him rotten apple.
I said I like PJ.
You called him rotten apple.
I remember you were texting me.
Snow White was better than Eli Apple.
No, I did not.
And it was poisonous.
I was saying P.J. Williams was not bad in
y'all. P.J. Williams.
And he made interception after interception. Mm-hmm. That one game when you were like, it's over. P.J. Williams.
Now, you called the secondary Bumsville.
No, I didn't.
You did.
There you go again, putting words in my mouth.
Sack of rotten apples, I think, was another phrase you used, huh? Rotten orchid. Just all of that.
If anything, I liked his name coming into the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
False narrative, Gus.
So, to Larry's point, as we were talking about in hour number one, Eli Apple comes in, right? Got him this year. He'll know he'll have a full off-season workout, knowing the defense will be better, full season under his belt, essentially, since he came in. P-Rob maybe becomes P-Robbing him again. You know Patrick Robinson?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Right?
Dogs.
I'm just trying to figure out, again, they can somehow solve the defensive tackle dilemma. Because it is a dilemma. I mean, I don't... You can... I'm just going to leave you in Concernville.
I'm not in Concernville.
And I'm going into Fix-It-ville. Because that's an issue to me. Defensive tackle. Because as Larry Holder of The Athletic suggested in hour number one, and let's just say... Because he's convinced. He's like, Sheldon Rank is going to start the year on PUP. That's half the season. Right? That's a concern. He had a great year last year. And again, as he said, is Tyler Davidson coming back? And even so, I mean, Tyler Davidson's, I need a breather guy, right? David Onyemata, no disrespect. And I'm not saying this because he got busted with a little wacky tobacco, but is it a game? Is it a 2-game suspension? Is it 3-4? I don't know. We're expecting he probably serves some sort of suspension. That's what the league does. But even if he's ready to go week one, game one, He's not Sheldon Rankin's level. Who's the middle of this defense?
I'm just saying,
look,
are
we want to. I'm absolutely concerned. I told you that is fix itville. Forget concernville. You can be in panicville all you want. This is a real issue. Real issue. We can haggle. And I said this. I don't think Marcus Williams had the rookie season last year. I think he's not terrible. And I think he can still play. Maybe tried to do too much or they didn't use him right. I don't know. But I'm not ready to say we need safeties everywhere. Everyone wants to go get a new safety. I think you're not bad at corner. I like the linebackers this team's got. We'll see what they do with depth. It's put up or shut up Marcus Davenport. I'm not saying like, you know, to decide if you're a bust or not, but look, they drafted you. I mean, he should be pushing to have starter snaps. Would you agree with me on that? I mean, starter snaps. I mean, Marcus Davenport needs to start next year. If you want to give me the, well, he's learning, there's Alex Okafor, the vet, and there's a project. Fine. The word project should never be attached to a player that you use multiple first-round picks for. We can haggle semantics. I know last year people go, you didn't use two first-round picks. You did. You gave up this year's first-round pick, and you used the pick in the first round to use him last year. But that player needs to be a starter. Not a rotational player. I mean, I've heard the name Cam Wake and some of these other guys, right? Ziggy Ansah. All right, fine. Those are the guys that are coming in and rotating. But Marcus Davenport should be the guy that's penciled in. Because if that's not the case, then I could have, you know how I feel. Jair Alexander, that starting corner from Louisville that had a really nice year at Green Bay, I could have paired him up nicely with Lattimore. And I would have had two really good starting corners for the next 5 to 7. I mean, I'm just saying if I'm going to do that. So Marcus Davenport needs to, you know, and I think he will. I think he'll be better. You saw some things he did. He dealt with injuries. He talked about at the end of the year, I want to say about a month and a half ago. See, he was playing with some pain. He was playing with some injuries they never played with before. I get it. And I think, and I'm not, again, I'm nowhere at all insinuating bust, not good enough. No, what I'm saying, though, is it should be him and Cam Jordan starting at the end. That's why you drafted him. But I move inside. Right? I mean, like I said, that, we can haggle, we can go back and forth. Maybe it makes for good sports talk radio or, you know, later this evening or later on at the, you know, the beverage place or whatever you want to go to. Oh, Ingram, I can't believe he walked. That's fine. Dude, you want to spend time on Ingram walking for 2.5 or 500 thousand, you spend that time. Who are the Saints getting to play D tackle? Because because to Larry's point and Josh's point too, well, how do you convince D tackles to come in if you only do it until Rankins comes back? Okay, well, what kind of deal are you giving Sheldon Rankins? This deal's coming up. What kind of deal are you giving him? I think that is a absolute concern, and it's a weakness on this defense right now. And if you're only telling me, oh, well, it's only for a couple of games, that's half the season, pup list. That's half the season. Have you looked at the Saints' schedule next year?
So we're going 8-8.
Oh, my point is, you better have some D tackles on that phone, on that list. I mean, I'm just saying, man, we could go with the second receiver. We could go with Ingram walking away. Who's better? Fine. We can spend time on that. We have a 3-hour talk show. You want to get to the, dude, like, it would be the biggest circle and dartboard on my whiteboard in that room. Who's our D tackle week one? Who are they? The two D tackles. What are we doing? Are we moving someone inside? Are we going to get another DN and we move Davenport in? We saw him kind of move in and out. Are we moving Cam Jordan in? We saw him move in and out. Like, what are we doing? Because if you don't have Rankins and Anyamata, who are your two starters, essentially, you don't have them ready to go week one, who are you using? I mean, that's a concern to me. You want to talk concern? That's a concern. It's March, and that concerns me already. I'm nervous. Who's stopping anything there? Run, pass rush. Now you got me worked up. Because I'm nervous there. That's where I'm nervous. Because there is no answers right now in that roster. Sports Hangover wraps things up. We come back on ESPN New Orleans. Rain and a bright sunshine.
It's Joe Septic Contractors' annual Shooting the Crap on Saturday, March 16th. All registered participants must provide their own guns, shells, safety protection, and golf course. Competition times are set for 8 a.m. and 12:30. All proceeds benefit Give the Kids the World and the Center for Pediatric Therapy Scholarship Fund. Registered shooters have the chance to win a 12-gauge shotgun, but you must be present to win. Please come on out and show your support for this worthy cause at the annual Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition, right behind Joe's Septic Contractors at 15344 Highway 3235 in Cutoff. Shooting the Crap Clay Shooting Competition will be held rain or shine. Call 985-632-5592 for more info or register in advance at Joe's Septic Contractors. Mail checks to P.O. Box 336, Cutoff, Louisiana, 70345. Thank you and God bless.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homas Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go. That's Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Homa.
Golftech's March Major Sale is now in full swing. If you're a golfer looking for major improvements with your swing or clubs, get to Golftech and save up to 20% in March. Get started with a swing evaluation or tech fit club fitting for only $100. Your local Golftech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golftech.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things. Our commitment to quality and your satisfaction. Both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Jordan, the intern. How are you? You better now?
Yeah, I'm a little better.
No,
I've calmed down.
No, you're not.
It seems like we've switched roles.
Or you might have switched a little bit of roles. 800-981-003. Still a few minutes if you want to chime in. I honestly am concerned. Middle screen or run up the gut on the Saints defense right now. I really would.
So is it too early to predict or?
Well, you panicked during the break. And I might have showed you the schedule. It's not the schedule, it's the opponents.
Too early prediction of our record?
Stop it. Yes.
I'm going to say it now.
At home, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, Arizona Cardinals, the 49ers, the Texans, the Colts, the Cowboys. On the road, Falcons, Panthers, Bucks, Titans, Seahawks, Bears, Rams, Jaguars. Go ahead, say it.
8-8?
Oh, boy.
No.
The defense is wrong.
8-8, huh?
Nah.
That came out quickly out of your mouth. Convinced, 8-8.
I'm going to say 11 to 12 wins.
11 to 12, huh?
Correct.
Wow. So, despite the fact, again, you haven't made any moves in your mind. You haven't made any moves of note.
Is 11 and 12 not good enough for you, Gus?
No, I'm just saying, no new players. 8-8 might be too high.
You're worried about the middle, getting run up the middle.
I'm just waiting for you to say 8-8's too high. That's a shame. You're thinking about it. Stop it. Just relax. Just wait. Okay?
The Cleveland Browns might have a better record than us.
Oh, come on. You know.
Yeah, 15-1.
16 free beers for everyone.
I mean, do you realize how ridiculous that was this morning on First Take? And get up! Super Bowl 54 favorites, the Cleveland Browns. They haven't played a playoff
game. I'm all in.
You're in. You have them over the Chiefs.
Thank you, Jordan.
Over the Chiefs.
The who?
What do the Chiefs have on
have
on the Browns?
What are
they?
Pat who?
Pat. Wait.
That is unbelievable.
Don't tell me. I'm a Googler.
Wasn't he the MVP?
Marlon Favreite chiming in. I'm drinking the Cleveland Browns Kool-Aid.
good.
I mean, it's abandoned ship. I mean, I'm telling you, the rats on the Titanic have stayed on longer than people that I'm looking at right now. Unbelievable. The Saints, by not having brought anybody new in and by losing one player, it's over. You're just for, you know, you bypassed the guys playing on the string quartet. It's a really nice song, by the way. You just dove off the ship. You didn't even wait for them to lower the lifeboats. You just dove off the ship. You didn't even know if they could make it back.
What's your point?
Exactly. I mean, you felt a little vibration, heard some guy say iceberg, and you jumped off. Headed for the, what is it, SMS Browns. Unreal. I mean, you've jumped off the ship.
Captain Baker.
Yes, sir.
Permission to come aboard.
With first mate.
Odell. Permission granted.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
First mate.
Unbelievable. I mean, I get it. I understand it, you know. I do. Because you can get caught up.
How would you know?
You can get caught up. You see the names. You know, you see the contract numbers, the figures. I get it. Just
don't act like you've been on this train as long as me. Yeah. You know, me and Joey over here.
Joey
and I have been on this Browns.
Oh wow!
Since day one.
Look at you talking already. It's been years. You've never seen it. As a matter of fact,
get Gus some aloe vera.
Yeah, I mean, being 20 years old, you've never seen the Browns win. You could actually say that. You've never seen them win. There you go.
And forgot a VHS.
But I've still been a fan.
you've never lost hope.
It was tough. You know, it was tough. Yeah. You know, reporting for the Saints last year.
It was
when the Browns came to town.
Yeah. Never lost faith. Dog pound. Unreal. Matt Moscone after further reviews up next. No doubt he'll have something to say on the latest from this morning. The Advocate had a little chat with Joe Oliva and them, and apparently Will Wade's going to be suspended and won't be returning to the bench until he sits down to answer questions from university administrators about the FBI wiretaps. Wade's attorney told LSU in a Tuesday evening letter that the coach would talk about allegations once the wide-ranging federal investigation concludes. So in other words,
lie until proven guilty.
What he's saying is when that trial would start in April, when that ends, we'll chat. By the way, that trial could go on for a while. So apparently we won't see or hear from Will Wade until next season, if at all. Very interesting. Matt, you're up. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say. Sports Hangover. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere from Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.